I'm Roy Harriman with the KCIABC Today podcast, where we keep you informed on all things related to communication in Kansas City. We are delighted to have today our guest, Jonathan Mast, Director of Social Media at Sedgwick, and he will be the presenter at our October 15th luncheon at Brio on the Plaza. And our topic is going to be what everybody wants to know about right now, choosing a mobile live streaming platform. And so we're talking about Periscope, Blab, and possibly other media options. Jonathan has dived right in with some of these mobile streaming platforms, and he is sweating the details out now so that you don't have to do it. Jonathan, most of us are familiar probably with recreational use of Periscope. I don't think as many people are familiar yet with Blab. But apart from the recreational use of Periscope in applications like that, what is the business case for live streaming mobile platforms?
Sure. Thanks, Roy. I appreciate it. Looking forward to speaking with everyone on October 15th. I think when you look at our organization, Sedgwick, as we were talking a little bit about offline, we're not the most well-known or out front type organization, but we are seen as a thought leader within our industry. And we have a lot of really smart people at Sedgwick. And we're at conferences, we're at events, there are many things that might go unnoticed. And I immediately thought Periscope brings a great opportunity to take that knowledge out from behind the veil, so to speak, and allow others to see into it. And so that's really where I've started in with the Periscope piece, is at conferences and other events where I have an opportunity to give people a look at what's going on if they can't be there.
And I should clarify, because as you said, Sedgwick is not necessarily a household name. Just real quick, what kind of industry is it?
Certainly. We are in the under the bigger umbrella of risk insurance. We manage and handle through innovative claim solutions for Fortune 100 and 500 companies, as well as many, many other mid-level businesses and a wide range of other companies under our umbrella. But that's what we do. So you probably will never hear of us unless, you know, you do have the event of an injury or accident at a place of work.
So I guess in one respect, we want to be hopeful that we don't hear of you then, right?
Well, that's right. And one of the things we are doing, though, is the future of technology and healthcare and making people healthier. So we hope a bigger picture even that has less of that and more health in the future.
So, yeah, tell me a little bit about this risk in the insurance industry and Periscope don't seem to fit together, the first thing. So you mentioned using it at conferences and trade shows. How have you done it? What have you done?
Certainly. When we have, and this will be one of the things we talk about that I think people are maybe a little bit hesitant, and I think other industries need to look at, including conventions. When we have a major speaking session, maybe our CEO or one of our thought leaders, you're going to have 100, 200 people maybe in that session, but there are many, many, many people who can't either afford to come to that conference, they attended another session, and you can record and capture that, and people can join in real time, and then it can also be recorded. I'll talk about how you can think through that from a strategic perspective.
Well, that will be fascinating. Now, Jonathan, what is new and different about, for example, Periscope and Blab? You know, I know that Google Hangouts, for example, I believe it's called Google Hangouts On Air, you'll see events publicized there. But maybe my understanding of that is even though the event is captured live, it's not necessarily live streamed. Is that what the difference is?
I think two things. So Periscope, of course, we'll explore and look at. It's a one-way broadcast. So that means you see and hear what you're looking at, but can only contribute by asking questions. Blab, which I'm very excited about this technology. When you think about probably not even a decade ago, Cisco was rolling out telepresence. And companies were paying hundreds of thousands of dollars, and we were all excited because we could put two TVs and see somebody in another part of the world, and they could see us, and we thought, man, this is Star Trek.
It was the Jetsons. It was Star Trek.
Exactly. Yes. And now, on your mobile device with Blab, you can have up to four people with the ability to see each other, do an interview. You can, and there are other details on it that make it really exciting. And then all your audience can contribute with questions. And you can even add or kick people off your guest host, and it just from your mobile device instantly for free. And so we are certainly exploring at Sedgwick some very interesting ways, I think, that we're going to use Blab going forward.
It is fascinating. I was watching a Blab recording this morning, how seamless it seems. So I'm curious your thoughts on this. Those old enough to remember the debut of MTV, the very first video killed the radio star. Has mobile live streaming killed the webinar, or is its death imminent?
I don't think so. Just like many things, there will always be places for various mediums to get that information out. And the webinar, I think, still has a very solid, steady performance where you're going to be able to deliver maybe even deeper content with a slide deck that accompanies that. I think Blab is, there's still some tentative things that we need to work through as far as connectivity and sound and various things. And hopefully what I've done so far, we can cover that and talk about that at the event. So no, I think webinars and other things will continue to have a shelf life, and podcasts, just like we're doing right now. We still are going to be able to take a portable podcast with us and listen to in the car or on a run. And obviously for safety reasons, we're not going to watch. Well, you shouldn't be watching a Blab replay while you're driving.
Jonathan, I know one of the things that you're going to talk about on the 15th is addressing risks. What might be some risks that be associated with this?
Certainly. I talked to my daughter's high school yesterday at Olathe South and about careers in social media and digital media, which a great group turned up. They were very excited. I did my best to sound more hip and cool than they. And I will have to say, out of over 70 high schoolers, only two reported that they had used Periscope.
Fascinating.
Yet. So now their parents are probably upset with me because they all went home and fired up a Periscope. And I did make a strong point to them that our personal brand is still very sacred. And it's hard to remember that when you're 16. But one of the pitfalls of Periscope is if you're Periscoping in an environment and others around you don't realize that, especially at a business event, obviously things could be said. You might turn the camera, capture people if it's an event that are, you know, might be engaged in something that you didn't realize.
And I suppose the live component is a concern too, because there's not a 10-second delay, or it's not the press release that goes through corporate approval process. If you say something foolish live, you can't unsay it.
You can't unsay it. And it is definitely things to consider. So yes, it is fraught with some perils. And I think we have to think about it responsibly as marketers and PR professionals, how we do use these tools.
And I'm sure a lot of it comes down to who is empowered to use the tool. You know, if it's someone who's professional, trained, knows what not to say and what to say, that's probably 90% of the battle right there.
And I think that will be something we need to cover during the lunch session, and something I've already grappled with is how, going back to Periscope especially, it's based through your Twitter profile. So at this point, how do you expand that use if you are a team that's small in size and you can't be everywhere? And I've seen some interesting solutions to that, but also some things we'll have to put in place as a process to say, who do you open that world up to in your business place?
Let me close with this question. We're in the early days of these platforms. I've watched a little bit, and what I've seen, I enjoyed it, but I will have to say it seems pretty rough, particularly with some of the Periscope. I was watching a piece this morning, and a little bit of motion sickness as someone's holding their phone and moving it around. And, you know, you have issues with your internet stream cutting in and out as you're filming. Do you think this is something that is going to get refined and be better, or is the audience generally okay with kind of the raw, unfiltered component of that?
I think yes to both. I think right now there are definitely, I think people who aren't in our field may have unrealistic expectations. And so they come in and they think, you know, I try to help prepare our executives for certain things such as the Blab and say, look, you have to understand, this is not CNN.
Right.
We don't have a satellite truck sitting outside. So it's granular, it's raw, it's guerrilla marketing, for lack of a better term. And with Periscope, certainly I wanted to Periscope my presentation to the high school yesterday, and the high school has really a lot of metal in it, and also it's kind of on lockdown on what network capability. And even with my hotspot, it was a challenge to get a signal. Having a hotspot, having, you know, the capability that will increase that a little bit, but it will be rocky for a while. But I think that is offset by the opportunities that just have never been there before. So I'm all about let's jump in and try it and live with the imperfections. So I think we'll see continued improved performance as networks expand and grow. So and to the Periscope aspect, yes, if you can have a tripod mount for anything longer than 4 or 5 minutes, it really would do your viewers a favor, and that would be very helpful to avoid motion sickness.
Oh, that's right. It's interesting. I was watching someone was, I believe it was an organization, a conservation organization. They were high in a building, but so they were filming below, but it was through a window. So there was this constant reflection through the window. So that was interesting. And then I watched a blab. A couple of people were seated. Three of the people were seated, but someone was walking around the house, like into the kitchen, out, and it was maybe it's my fault, maybe it's my problem, but it was a little bit distracting.
You know? No, it's definitely the Wild West again. But I think, you know, if we go back probably to the early days of podcasting and think about how rudimentary some of those were, and we overcame that. So I think we'll evolve like many things. I've quit trying to tell myself I'm amazed by the next new thing, but I can, and that's what it's exciting about our industry. We get to be, I hope, on the edge of always trying out new and exciting things before many people in the world ever hear about it. And like I said, even more than high schoolers, some people still don't know what a periscope or a blab, they have no idea what that is. If we take advantage of it, we can set ourselves and our organizations apart in a good way, I think.
Well, this is going to be great. We will we'll leave it at that. Jonathan, thank you so much for sharing your insights. And we've just scratched the surface. You can hear more on Thursday, October 15th at Brio at our monthly luncheon. And you can register right now at kciabc.com. The show notes will include the registration link and how to get in touch with Jonathan and learn more about what he'll be bringing to the event. Thank you so much, Jonathan.
Thanks, Roy.